The harmonies of Tres Chicas singing on their new CD called Sweetwater. They come from North Carolina, and all three of the women have a history in the state's big alternative country scene. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this profile of the group.
It all happened in the bathroom. Caitlin Carey, Tanya Lamb, and Lynn Blakey have known each other for years. They were each in different bands and sometimes shared the same stage. They decided to start a band together when they bumped into each other in the women's room at a rock club in Raleigh. Lynn Blakey was nursing a broken heart.
I had just been dumped by somebody, and I was in the bathroom, and instead of feeling sorry for myself, when they walked in, I thought, you know, I'm going to start a band with these girls. I already had a band, but for some reason I wanted another one with them.
And what's happened now is our record is starting to be reviewed, and we got a review from Italy and ran it through the translator program, and the first line says, Tres Chicas was formed on the toilet in Raleigh, North Carolina. One of us was probably on the toilet.
Potty humor aside, Carey, Lamb, and Blakey tend to write songs about sad situations, like this one by Carey about a jilted lover whose feelings of loss are so overwhelming, the feelings become characters themselves.
Wishing gave me her number. Waiting.
There are a few upbeat songs on Tres Chicas' new CD, but mostly the mood is melancholy. Take the title track, called Sweetwater, by Lynn Blakey.
I used to think love was something that just fell on you. Was nothing you could pick, nothing you could choose.
I like to think of it as like a healing song too, because that's the whole idea of Sweetwater, is a place where you go to be healed from that, you know, whatever damage you've inflicted upon yourself or has been inflicted upon you. And I think the chorus decided what the verses were going to be. Will you go down to Sweetwater for me and rescue a love that I left standing there, all alone and bare, with no one to love?
You come down to Sweetwater.
Between them, the members of Tres Chicas have a lot of experience in the music business. David Menconi, music writer for the Raleigh News and Observer, says they're part of North Carolina's very large family of alternative country musicians.
Radio here is really bad, so commercial radio, so you wind up just making the music you want to hear. And there happen to be a lot of people who've been playing in alternative bands and kind of had roots in country music from growing up and wound up doing that. Bands like Whiskey Town that Caitlin played in, and Six String Drag, the Backsliders. Add to that, you also have Tanya with Hazeldine and Lynn Blakey, who's been in some very important bands over the years, most notably Let's Active, Mitch Easter's band, who co-produced R.E.M.'s first couple of records. So they're very much part of the history of the area musically.
Tres Chicas is also a team effort, and every player has a role. Tanya Lamb says Caitlin Carey, for example, fits the part of Captain Sensible.
She always knows how to talk to people. Whenever there's a problem, it's like, Caitlin, you talk to them, because you'll get the right thing and you won't make anybody angry.
What is the title for Lynn? The optimist and the nice one. Yeah. If it's not going okay, we go, are we okay? And Lynn says,
absolutely,
it's going to be okay. Everything is going to be okay.
Okay, so Caitlin is Captain Sensible. Lynn is the eternal optimist. And I am I am the critical one. I like to pick things apart.
Actually, I meant to call you up and apologize to you for being grumpy the other night.
Oh, well,
I was so grumpy. But,
I was going
to
apologize.
Well, you were trying to tell me how to play my song. That made me mad. But I'm just kidding. it was my song.
Ever since Lynn wrote the song Heartbeat and brought it to us, there was one little section that she wasn't quite done with that I always wanted to fix. And she didn't think it needs fixing yet.
Not true.
I mean, she knows it needs fixing in some ways, but she's wanting to let it evolve in its own natural way, and she's figuring out what she wants for that piece. But I want the song finished, and I want it finished now. And so every time, you know, I let it go, and I let it go, and it's okay. But whenever something happens and we play that song and we get to that part and I don't like what I hear, I feel compelled to try to get her to go ahead and fix it.
I think I look at you and I think I was thinking, get off of my song now.
Captain Sensible has actually been rather oblivious about this whole thing. Captain Sensible has got her head in the sand on this one.
That's so great.
Tres Chicas preferred not to say which part of this song needs fixing.
Night opens up and swallows you whole. You can feel it in your fingers to the bone. Nobody told you what it would be like to be alone.
Tres Chicas may have a bit of an image problem. First the name, they kind of mangle the Spanish, and they don't play Latin music. And even though they don't have the glossy appearance, or even the sound, of big commercial country musicians, Caitlin Carey says the new CD seems to be attracting the Dixie Chicks crowd.
What we're horribly afraid of is that we don't understand something fundamental about what is on our record, because we've been offered in the last few weeks to play at a NASCAR race in the smokeless tobacco tent. And now we're playing on the side stage at the Kenny Chesney show in a couple weeks, like the modern country it guy right now. All these things are wonderful. Some of them are paying well, and I'm sure that a lot of people are going to see us and hopefully not hate us.
Knowing you can't pick your audience, the members of Tres Chicas say they'll gladly teach salsa to anyone who thinks they're a Latin band and dust off their cowboy boots for the country crowd. Anything to keep them working. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News. Say it.